things have been going pretty good here. Nothing too crazy other than the stupid internet going down.
The stupid internet.
Yeah. I was able to increase, I guess, my PR on bench this week. So I am stoked about that.
Poppy, it's the 30-day turkesterone results you got there.
What's funny is I actually took some turkesterone. I took my last dose of it. And, yeah, you can't. Well, I mean, let's go into it. Because
hey.
The turkesterone shit, it's just overblown, man. I mean, I've taken two whole bottles of it. And can't say it's really helped in any significant way. I think it's just truly progression. If you're focusing on progression because you're expecting progression, then you're going to progress. And I think it's kind of placebo in that aspect with the whole turkesterone. Because what I've seen, at least what intrigued me into at least trying it, was these people saying, well, the strength gains. That's really the benefit. And I just don't know if it's true. Number one, the dosage. It's going to be expensive as hell. Because let me pull out my capsule here, actually. Or the bottle here. So I think I mentioned this to you maybe off the podcast. But they say 500 milligrams. But in order to actually get 500 milligrams, you're going to have to take, I believe, 4 capsules. And it's just how things are standardized into 10% actual turkesterone. And for me, I would absolutely trust the Gorilla Mind product more so than any of the others out there. But still, negligible benefits. I don't think it's going to work. And through some of the things I've seen, there's actually been people that have talked about way old, like way in the past with bodybuilding. Turkesterone had came up as one of the things people had thought about taking. And then it just fizzled out because no one essentially got results. So it's just skipped a couple generations, and I think it's back, and it's just a money grab. But is there anything you've heard about turkesterone or anything? Like, what do you think of it from your perspective?
When I first heard of it, I didn't really think too much about it. I heard about it from the one reliable source that I did hear about it. A lot of the people in the circle that I follow, besides How to TRT, hasn't mentioned it yet, but everyone else that I follow in the nutrition space, especially Nutrition Library, he mentioned it. He talks about its benefits, as well as Jesse James West, bodybuilder guy that's on YouTube, younger kid. He was talking about it, about his journey. He also is sponsored by Gorilla Mind. So he is someone that may have a little bit more skin in the game than someone like Nutrition Library. But it seemed interesting at first because these people that I usually learn things from talked about this product and promoted this product, which I've never heard of before. So when I first heard of it, I was a bit skeptical, especially now that I'm very aware of what happens on a biological level when you're starting to mess with different hormone levels. So it kind of confused me at first at how it worked compared to an herb or compared to some kind of inhibitor or some kind of therapy that is more of a synthetic based change versus a natural change. It seems to fit somewhere in the middle, which I find to be very interesting, but it's legal. So that's kind of a cool perspective of it. I didn't know too much about it when I first heard of it. I've never taken it. I have no intentions on taking it, but it does seem to be more and more popular. So it definitely needs to be looked at.
Yeah, it's definitely grown in popularity. I think I took it originally like October of last year is when I started, and haven't continually taken it over the past years. But what I believe the theory behind it is that it's some type of selective estrogen receptor modulator, or a SERM. So it actually doesn't even act on your androgen receptors, which is what I think Derek from More Plates, More Dates mentions, is in order to kind of maybe sell it perhaps to women a bit more, because women are looking to, of course, make gains, but they don't want their androgen receptors to be activated, because then that, of course, leads to the secondary sex characteristics kind of on the up and up, which most women may not want. But yeah, looking up on examine.com, of course, the summary of ecdysteroids, there's like almost no definitive magnitudes of effects, and very few studies truly. And it's just kind of one of those things that I think people are taking it because it's so hyped, and it's on TikTok, it's on Instagram, it's on everywhere. And I mean, I'll just mention what Derek says straight up. Of course, his company, I think, led the charge with the hype, basically saying if you're a responder to it, then you're a responder to it. If you're not, then you're not. And I don't know. I think it's kind of a cop out way to
It's a good
cover your butt.
answer. Well, it could work, it couldn't work. You know, don't blame us. Just take it and see and find out, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, it's not, I mean, it's good
good
to not
answer.
guarantee things, but it's just one of those things. So I think it's gonna take a lot more studies and just understanding over time. And if you take it and you feel like you're doing better, then there you go. Maybe you should come with that mindset to anything, because I've talked to many people that work out in a fasted state, and they're like, bro, I just couldn't get my workout in, is it wasn't the same. And there's definitely some credence to that in some regard, but so many of the people, their mind is the biggest obstacle, and that's going to ultimately decide whether they get good benefits or not. So if you think you are, of course, placebo is definitely one of the things that could happen, especially with something like this. And with, I think, both you and I, the paradigms we kind of share with plant compounds, it's kind of just one of those things. It's like really don't have that great of an effect in your body. And of course, the dose is going to play into that to some extent. But it's going to be expensive shit. I think this bottle, I had purchased two of them, and I think it was like 60, $70 or $80. I can't recall. But it's expensive shit. And
What are
if,
those? $70 for two or $80 for two?
so there's 60 capsules in a bottle. And if you're taking the optimal dosage, which is generally four capsules to get the clinical dose, then you're going to go through it in what, half of a month?
Jesse
That's
James West took
expensive.
six a day in the video
Six. Wow.
for 30 days straight, six a day. So
Yeah.
that's three bottles.
That's expensive shit. Yeah. I would imagine so. So let me share this Jesse. Is that his name? Jesse James West.
Jesse James West from New Jersey. He
So,
does sound like he's from New Jersey. The New Jersey crew is different. They hit different. Something about that New Jersey style.
yeah. So, I mean, I've seen some of his videos in the past, and when I looked at the before picture, I'm like, dude, you're doing everything possible to not make it look like you lift. Like, he's even just the posing in the before, like his arms are like very close together. And honestly, this is one of the things that a lot of people don't get, and it's so overdone in the industry for thumbnails especially, is the pump versus no pump. And everyone that actually lifts knows this. If you're going to look your best, you're going to get a pump. That's just frankly it. And he goes to the fullest extent on the left here, the day one, very closed in pose versus the freaking lat spread with the pumped chest, the pumped delts, the pumped traps a little bit even, it looks like, biceps, everything. And he looks a little bit leaner, which I'm sure he's probably going for too, but it's probably just vascularity increase because he's pumped up. And the downlighting, you can absolutely tell the difference in the lighting. Day one, fully frontal, like just front on lighting versus the day 30, whatever. He has some down lighting because you can see the shadows from under his eyebrows all the way down to the ab definition, which is basically generated from lighting, and the fact he's flexing in the second one. So it's just bullshit.
Those are tricks of the trade right there. Those people with the untrained eye wouldn't know that. So they'd just be like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah. I mean, the posing, the full lat spread, all the way down to the saturation and clarity, I think is what they change on the photos. You can tell his tattoos are darker. Like if you look at the one that's on his right hand, which is on our left side, like the line work of that face, it looks like it's just darker, frankly. So this is this is how they do it. And this is what you do for photo shoots. Everyone knows it, but no one really truly wants to admit it. So, you know, can we take his word for it? I don't think so, frankly. And sadly, I mean, if there was a really good natural compound, like terchesterone was kind of sold to us to be, then yeah, that's why I took it, is because it's natural. It's from spinach.
Right.
And I absolutely wouldn't eat a shit ton of spinach.
That's how Popeye got jacked.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Oxalates.
Yeah, stay away from the oxalates. Don't down like a full bag of spinach, bro. You're going to regret that shit if you don't throw it up.
Ugh. Or put it in a smoothie. No, don't ruin your smoothie like that.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that. With kale and spinach. Gosh.
Yeah, dude.
What a life, man.
I've actually thrown up from having what I perceive as too much oxalate and sulforaphane. Mm-hmm. Not a good time. So,
yeah, it's
lessons
gross.
Learned.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted to show this to the people. I'm showing the Greg Doucette thing that I shared. Because, of course, Greg Doucette's going to hop on this fucking bandwagon, because this is probably one of his biggest sellers for his, what is it, HTLT line supplements, the harder than last time. Dude, this is how he affords his Bentley or whatever the fuck he's driving as his backup car. So, of course, he's going to hop on it. He's always pimping out his fucking terchesterone. And, dude, I mean, I guess make a living. But Jesus Christ. Like, he's literally hopping on the bandwagon. This guy's sponsored by Gorilla Mind. And he's still, like, just trying to milk the fucking... Ugh. That's the thing that just gets...
You think it has any effect? Is like a creatine effect where you get more reps in and therefore you can get more gains? Or does that not work as much with the estrogen receptors?
No, because the phosphocreatine pathway is literally an energy source for your muscles versus estrogen receptor activation. I mean, absolutely important for sure, even for gains. But I don't believe that it's... that you're going to get the benefits like this or have it be economical for your budget. Like this.
Oh,
dude,
yeah, that's for sure.
What? Spending almost $200, $300 each month on some fucking terchesterone.
Basically doing a cycle at that point.
It's probably cheaper. reluctantly for me to
money.
Say. But yeah.
What do you say to a guy who's got super high, he checks his estradiol levels and they're just sky high. And he's like, oh, I got to take terchesterone because I looked up estrogen and this is natural.
Yeah. It's interesting and you'd have to look at it, but I think who it could really help is the people that may have low estrogen from whatever. I mean, there's so many things that will increase estrogen in people, but we don't see the good side of estrogen. So these idiotic bodybuilders or anyone taking an estrogen blocker in their mind, I think they're kind of throwing that out and they could mm-hmm. benefit from having normalized stuff or just not taking a freaking estrogen blocker.
Yeah, wait a minute.
But of course, with estrogen, you have to have that increase in dominance of testosterone to ultimately truly benefit, I think. So it's really just letting your body do its thing at the end of the day. Because so many people, and even myself, you look at things and you think you need to lower estrogen until you realize, oh, it's important for a lot of stuff. So that's my take on it. It's just a huge money grab, and I would love to see more studies on it, but it's not gonna do this transformation. That's just
It's gonna come and
providing.
go just like back in the when they start popping off, was the 80s, 70s bodybuilders?
Maybe, I don't know. Some dude I had seen showed a screenshot of a magazine or something. He took a picture of it, and it was hyped up as something to sell in magazine. So, and I remember the old bodybuilding magazines my stepdad had some of those. So, this is just a case of really shitty day one versus day 30, before after completely leading people on.